About 150 people recently participated in a ceremonial barn raising in Goodfield, but it wasn't to help an ailing farmer. It was the beginning of the rebirth of a theater that for 40 years put on performances that drew full houses and television celebrities to central Illinois. GLT correspondent Colleen Reynolds talks with Abby Real and Mary Simon, who will co-manage a new $1.5 million Barn 3 dinner theater that'll host the Conklin Players Theater Troupe, as well as events such as weddings and concerts.
Chance started dinner theater in 1967. I met him in 1969. In 1975, we came out to the country and he found the Round Top Barn. And so from 75 until 2015, we ran it as a dinner theater. That's 40 years. And we have a wonderful following. I had no idea until the barn closed in 2015, which was because of storm damage, how many people embraced the barn and how they enjoyed the barn. So our mission was always to get people out of their day, to let them have a happy experience where they could come with friends and enjoy a meal and a show and laugh and have a good time and forget their problems for the day. That's always just been my mission.
So I know when your husband passed away, it was such a huge blow. And at the time, you sort of soldiered on without him. That was one of the probably many challenges you faced.
Well, I feel lucky, Colleen. I mean, when I look back on my life, I feel that I have had a blessed life. I bought the barn officially in 1995. Chance passed on Christmas Eve of 99. And so I had really been running the barn for 5 years. I had a strong company around us, and it's always been me and the audience and the actors, and we, as you say, soldiered on and loved doing it. It's always been my passion. How lucky am I with all the things that have happened in my life that I still live my passion. You know, no matter what happens, I for 45 years did what I love to do. How many people can say that, you know?
So when the storm damage happened, that was kind of a fatal blow, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And we thought that we had business interruption, but we were denied. And by the way, we're going to court.
What are you trying to resolve there?
Well, there was storm damage, and it was, we have clocked and they have documented that on one side of the barn was a mesocyclone, and on the other side was a wet microburst. And what it did was it filled up with pressure and popped the sides so that the barn was falling on the north side than the south, but it was falling, so we couldn't have people anymore. And the insurance company, who had just inspected the barn on May 27th of 2015, and this happened on August 18th of 2015, and said that it was insurable and in good condition, said that it fell down on its own. And so they denied the claim and denied me business interruption, which I would have used to get established in Morton and continue to pay my company. Then I knew I was done. So we closed officially on September 30.
That had to seem like a very dark time for you.
But Five Points, bless their hearts, said, "You come in and put a show in our theater and we'll split the ticket." And I said, "I can do that." And I paid the company as much as I could because they were devastated, Colleen. They lost full-time jobs and they just couldn't recover. They were making good money at the barn and there was just no way for them to recover. So I tried to help them. And it wasn't until June of last year that I said to Five Points, "We have to quit. I can't afford to produce anymore." And it was the fall of 16 where I said, "This is done." The kids all looked at me and said, "Well, what are we going to do?" And I said, "I don't know. Something will happen." And about 2 weeks later, this woman walked into my life, Abby Real.
I'm Colleen Reynolds. You're listening to Mary Simon and Abby Real, who together are working to build a new Barn 3 dinner theater along with a wedding and event destination in Goodfield.
It's funny when I think about how I came into Mary's life. I actually came into her life when I was about 5 years old. I think my dad, Les Real, and my mom, Carolyn, were big fans of the barn. And so I grew up attending performances, and my mom and dad were close with Mary and Chance. And so when I was five, my dad brought me to my first show and pulled Mary aside and said, "Mary, I want to introduce you to the next Mary Simon." And that was sort of my introduction.
It really seems like fate had its hand.
Yeah, definitely. I would say that. I think, you know, I had read in the papers about Mary's announcement that she was officially, you know, closing up shop and was devastated. And it was only a few weeks weeks before that that some friends of mine had noticed that this brick house property where we're sitting right now was for sale. And I had been working for 10 years on the side. I'd run my own wedding business. And it really was my own passion. And so this property was brought to my attention, and it was beautiful. And sort of the idea of transitioning this property and the barn into a wedding venue just exploded onto my forward-thinking brain. And so I called Mary up and said, I've got a crazy idea. Could we meet and talk? I'd like to just see what your thoughts are. And I think moving forward, the ability to cross-purpose dinner theater performances and keep the company active and keep them performing, especially during the months where the highest demand was, which was usually October through April, really works in everyone's best interests. And then transitioning the venue into weddings and special events for the summer works because it gives the actors balance. They can take vacations, have some time off, you know, something Mary hardly ever got. And also then lets us have a more holistic experience on the property.
I want to make sure this house that we're sitting in, was this a house that you lived in, or was it part of the property you owned?
We bought it in 1983, and it ran it as a bed and breakfast and a tea room until 1994. And how interesting, Colleen, that I did the first remodel on the house and turned it into a bed and breakfast and tea room. It is really strange for me to be back in this house and doing it again. But I was out of about four shows when we first bought it in 83, and I would seat the people, say hello to everybody, and then come over here and work. And then Chance would come and get me when it was about midnight to go home. But I would work every night over here. And I did that for about four shows, which would be about probably about 4 or 5 months so that I could get this up to where it needed to be. But I painted, and now here I am again painting and plastering and wood putting and decorating. Yeah. And what we our goal is to take it back as close as we can to what it was, and then let people enjoy it, and they'll be able to rent the whole house. And then I'll move again.
So this will be part of your rental space for weddings and events?
Yeah, long term, that's the goal. Yeah, so we think in 3 or 4 years, Mary is really committed to staying here and being on site with me and helping us get the wedding thing off the ground. It was a big investment, but in the end, I think it was one of the best investments we could have made, reuniting this property with the barn property. We've also gained a dance and fitness center right next door, where Tamara Chalicombe is now operating Velocity Dance Center. Tamara Chalicombe is a longstanding member of the Conklin Dinner Theater Players, and she is, you know, fulfilling her lifelong dream of being able to teach dance. And we now have over 150 students who are coming for dance classes, fitness classes. We've got yoga, we've got wrestling clinics, cheer clinics, cooking classes. So we really are meeting a unique community need right here in our own backyard.
Right now, that is generating income that you probably need to be paying the mortgage on this and then towards the construction loan.
Yes, so we're really lucky. At least the income we're generating off of this property is helping us break even. So once the barn reopens, the dance center is actually going to host their first recital there. And Tamara's been working on the theme, and she's going to call it a barn raising.
Are you currently hosting any events in this building?
In the brick house at the moment, we've not been hosting any events just because, you know, we're living here and we've been working so hard to get it back up to standard, I guess you could say. But in the studio, we have been hosting a lot of events. So folks have actually been booking birthday parties for their kids at the studio space. And now that we'll be able to seat a bit more, Mary typically maxed out at about 250. We'll be a little bit closer to 300 for dinner theater. And then also if we were to rearrange our seating and do more like a rows instead of tables, we can seat up to 400. So we feel really lucky that we'll be able to accommodate a few more folks, and it'll be a really intimate venue that you still can fit quite a few people into and either have really big or really small. And so we feel like we'll fit that kind of middle range performing event center category really well.
Is the model going to be a lot like what Mary was doing with the bring your own booze. Are you going to follow the same formula?
Well, in terms of how Dinner Theater will operate, yes, exactly the same. We have the same food coming back, the same menu, the same buffet, the same fabulous garlic butter dip that everybody is crazy over. The raspberry vinaigrette will be there, the coconut cream pie, so on and so forth. In terms of alcohol, we're actually in an interesting place. There's several new businesses that are very interested, larger name franchises that are interested in building on the corners in Goodfield right off 74. But many of those businesses will not build unless Goodfield legally can sell alcohol. And so far, there really hasn't been any other businesses in Goodfield that cared too much or needed it. It wasn't a necessity. There's a lot of industrial type businesses around here. But now that that's changing and we have other businesses knocking at our doors, the Village of Goodfield is really excited that now the barn is back as well. And so Mary and I, with a host of other Goodfield residents, are sort of championing the referendum process. Mary and Chance brought it forward to the referendum, got it on the ballot 3 separate times back in the 70s and the 80s. And each time it lost by only a margin of about 50 votes. We just have a lot of unanimous support from the Village of Goodfield, primarily because not just because of what we're doing, but also because of these other businesses that everybody really would like to have. We're collecting signatures right now, and we fully expect it to be on the ballot November 6th, and then the Village will vote. But other than that, everything Dinner Theater will look and feel and taste exactly as it did before.
Visually, give me an idea of what the new barn is going to look like, and are you calling it Barn 3?
So yes, the barn 3 honestly will look very similar inside to the old barn. I think the roof is what everyone would just sit and stare at for hours, and Mary's compared it to the hull of a ship when you'd come in and see those individual wood panels, you know, stretched in the arch. We'll still have the haymow or the upper mezzanine where folks would sit. Our seating arrangement is exactly the same, except for we're able to add a few more tables because we're increasing the size just a bit. The box office will be opened up considerably in preparation to be a place where we could host sort of that cocktail hour for weddings before they might enter into the reception space. So that will be wide open with a much smaller box office. And then a lot of seating in there, a big fireplace. It will really feel like a gathering room that will be very comfortable to sit and visit before the show begins. We are adding an elevator, so that's the beautiful thing. The upper mezzanine, which was never accessible to anyone in wheelchairs or walkers or canes, will now be totally accessible. So to be able to carry on both Chance and my dad, Les Real, his legacy, my dad was very connected to our community. So he was very passionate about bringing people together and celebrating and benefits and fundraisers and things like that. He hosted those in his own barn, which was a livestock center, you know. And so to really carry on sort of that feeling of community that he instilled in me with the talent and the expertise of Mary and the Conklin Players and be able to continue offering them a home, to me feels like just a dream come true.
Which I'm sure is interesting for the students whose lives that you touched through your advice all along the way, because I'm sure you gave that message to them many times. Follow your passion, figure out what that is, and then follow it.
I've been, for the last several years, the Associate Director of Career Development at Illinois Wesleyan University, and I'm also an Illinois Wesleyan alum. What did Minor Myers say? But follow your passion. And I'll never forget that quad moment when Minor Myers himself asked me that same question walking on the quad as a freshman at Illinois Wesleyan. And when this project started percolating in my mind, I had to laugh and say, Abby, I sit there every day and challenge other students to do what they love and what they want to do. This is my opportunity. So I had to give myself a dose of my own medicine.
Well, and the only reason the project is this far is because of Abby and her determination and her fortitude to have now financing in place.
Speaking of financing, did you have hurdles with that?
I have been to more banks this year than I have ever visited in my lifetime. I tell you what, there's a lot of energy behind entrepreneurs in our culture today, but then when you actually hit the banking system, it's a very different reality. I think a lot changed after the, financial crisis back in 08. Character loans are a thing of the past. You got to prove and show them the money up front. So it has been very difficult. But, you know, the bankers who really stood by my side were the ones who came out to the property. Once they saw what we were doing here, once they experienced and toured the brick house, saw the barn, sort of saw the vision that Mary and I had, they got on board. And so I give a lot of credit to Morton Community Bank, and I'll give special credit to Shelley Hunt, who's the banker who's been working with me at Morton Community, and Marcia Schlitt from Growth Corp in Springfield. Those two ladies were incredibly brave, I would say, and really championed us. And as women, they did seem to understand the project, especially the wedding side of things. They just got it.
So your goal is to open and be ready for business with the dinner theater when?
January, February 2019. That's a vague response right now. I know our customers really want us to give them that day. What I can tell you for sure is that by Labor Day of this year, we will know our opening date and we will open ticket sales.
GLT's Colleen Reynolds talking with Abby Real and Mary Simon of the Barn 2 Dinner Theater. Online sales will allow former patrons to select their same seat locations from past seasons, even though the venue is larger and can hold about 100 more theatergoers.